This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg, in for Bob Edwards. Government authority in Baghdad appears to have collapsed. Hundreds of Iraqi civilians have taken to the city streets, cheering U.S. soldiers and ripping up life-size posters of Saddam Hussein. In the heart of Baghdad, some Iraqis tied a noose around a huge statue of Saddam and pulled it down with help from U.S. Marines. There's also been considerable looting, and scattered fighting continues. NPR's Anne Garrels has been in Baghdad throughout this war. Earlier today, she told NPR's Juan Williams that the city had a widespread sense of uncertainty.
There's an absence of authority, a vacuum of authority for most people. That most haven't seen the Americans yet, and the Iraqis have disappeared. The Iraqi information minister did not turn up today. As far as we're concerned, senior minister, officials from the information ministry have disappeared, as have the security and intelligence who were blanketing our every move. The city's, on the one hand, most of it just seems utterly deserted. You have a sense of, a palpable sense that people are just in shock. And then you come across clusters of people looting, but they're not looting stores, they're looting government ministry buildings.
Is there a sense that these looters are violent? Are they angry at Americans? Are they angry at Saddam Hussein's leadership? Are they angry at the Iraqi military?
They seem mainly intent on getting what they can right now. And, you know, they're walking off with air conditioners and furniture, cars, whatever they can get their hands on. There are cars all over the city at this point that are either being pushed or pulled. A lot of Toyota Land Cruisers, Toyota Avalons, favored cars of higher level officials. And the thieves couldn't find the keys, so they're making off with them whatever way they can. There was really no political expression at all, one way or the other. And when I tried to talk to, I spoke to a cluster of men, and they didn't know what to think. They just hoped that perhaps something good will come of this. But they were really just numb.
And where are the minders now, the people who had been watching your every move?
Well, let me tell you about one minder. There's a security guy who called Mazen Qadim, who was a particularly nasty fellow. This morning he appeared and tried to steal the Mitsubishi owned by the Italian journalists here. They managed to catch him, and instead of his normally sort of gruff, authoritative manner, he ended up begging them to let him go. When he finally managed to persuade somebody to drive him home, since he'd failed to steal the car, he was seen to be tearing up his intelligence agency ID.
A lot of what we're seeing on TV in the United States, and looks like something between a riot and VE Day. Lots of young men, not many women, not many children. Are you seeing the same thing there?
Well, I'm seeing a lot of men, but many of them are not armed. Everyone is very scared, though. You do hear the sort of rat-a-tat-tat of Kalashnikovs, but at the moment, and people are fearing that it's going to really run out of control. At the moment, as I say, they're not going, at least in quite a large swath of the city I was in, they're not going for stores. They're going for ministry buildings. And it doesn't seem particularly violent, but everyone is quite scared that, you know, the situation is going to get further out of control.
Do you feel safe now?
Not entirely. I think we've moved into a new phase. There's a lot of concern, you know, that the looting could get out of hand. We'd be a prize target. And so I think people are quite nervous. And while I'm in many ways delighted to see security and intelligence disappear, you know, we have no security now whatsoever.
What about state television? Is it functioning, state radio?
No, and that's part of the problem. State television is off the air. We couldn't get radio today. And so people are, you know, sort of saying, where's the government? You know, where's Saddam Hussein? what's going on. Most people haven't seen the Americans, although I did stand on a bridge and I watched a column of about 16 Bradley fighting vehicles pass underneath me. I mean, these are the first American troops I had seen up close. I've seen them cross the Tigris. But, you know, I could scream down at the young guys in the armored vehicles, and one of them turned around with an AK with a rifle and pointed it at me, and I went,
Annie, you've been there from the start of this war. In your mind, are you now witnessing the fall of Baghdad?
Unquestionably. And it's not just what I think I'm witnessing, it's what Iraqis tell me, you know, it's over. You know, while there may, you know, the Fedayeen, Saddam's Fedayeen, may continue trying to do something, Iraqis believe that it's over.
NPR's Anne Garrels speaking earlier this morning with Juan Williams.